We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
These activists posted a map with the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Is that the kind of thing this president wants to help your side make their point?
Look, I think the president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness from many, many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked document. We obviously want people's privacy to be respected. We want people to protest peacefully if they want to protest. That is certainly what the president's view would be.
So he doesn't care if they're protesting outside the Supreme Court or outside someone's private residence.
I don't have an official U.S. government position on where people protest. We want it, of course, to be peaceful.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
All right. That's Senator Chuck Schumer on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. You heard Jen Psaki back when she was White House press secretary. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're broadcast today from New York City, the great studios of WABC Radio. Folks, this is a very disturbing time in American history. And the idea that a Supreme Court justice could have been assassinated yesterday should cause alarm for every freedom-loving patriot in the country. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us from the volunteer state, Senator Marsha Blackburn. And Senator, you really eloquently put this out on your Twitter feed just a little while ago and asked a question we're all asking. Why is Speaker Pelosi choosing to personally block increased security for the Supreme Court?
Yes. You know, we just cannot believe that the House has had this bill now, I think it is 3 weeks, and they have not yet taken an action. So it is imperative that they move forward to be certain that the Supreme Court Marshal Service, that the U.S. Marshal Service, the FBI have the resources that they need in order to protect our Supreme Court justices. You know, it's when you look at what transpired, the fact that this is something that has never happened, a leaked draft document, and it has caused this kind of stir, and the left is saying, expect a summer of rage. We need to get this bill passed, and Nancy Pelosi should stop sitting on that legislation. She should pass it today. It went out of the Senate on a fully unanimous vote.
Senator, when you hear people like Chuck Schumer, a colleague in the U.S. Senate, the majority leader, calling for this whirlwind to be unleashed, does he need to tone down the rhetoric? If, God forbid, something had happened to Justice Kavanaugh, do you think that he bore any partial responsibility for that?
Everyone needs to be careful with their rhetoric. Words have meaning. And they should realize when you go out there and you call Supreme Court justices out by name and you threaten the whirlwind and that they will not know what hit them, this is something that is of concern. The the majority leader, really, in my opinion, I think it would be appropriate for him to apologize for those remarks, to retract those remarks, to ask for calm, and for people to return to peaceful protest. You know, Todd, when you are standing in front of someone's house, ringing bells and banging drums and hitting different musical instruments or horns in order to make a noise, you're not only disrupting the individuals in that one house, you're disrupting their entire neighborhood. And the fact that children in these neighborhoods can't go out and play, that people have their driveways blocked, they can't get in and out down their streets, the disruption to that entire community. And that is why when you talk about peaceful protest, you talk about the public square and having your debate in the public square. Now, on top of this, you have to look at the fact that to harass or intimidate or harm a judge, a federal judge, and a justice in order to influence the outcome of a decision, that's something that is against the law. There is a specific federal statute, and people can look this up in U.S. Code if they want to look it up. It is 18 U.S.C. 1507, and they are committing a federal crime every time they do this.
No, you're absolutely right, and we have that statute on our website for people to read. I mean, you're right, it's out there. And again, Senator, this goes back to, you know, people complaining about, well, you know, gun violence in America. Okay, well, enforce the laws that are on the books. And again, in this case, enforce the laws that are on the books.
That's exactly right. You know, individuals should be booked. I'm surprised that in these neighborhoods, people have not filed disturbing the peace charges, a misdemeanor offense against these individuals that won't let them in and out of their neighborhoods or up or down their streets or let their kids out to play.
All right, Senator, we know you are on a tight schedule, and we appreciate you coming on the program today. As always, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
All right, Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, and she's calling on this program for Senator Chuck Schumer to apologize for the rhetoric that, quite frankly, led to what happened yesterday outside of Justice Kavanaugh's home. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I want to tell you guys about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and we are proud partners with them as they defend American freedoms across this country. Folks, they have some incredible opportunities and deals for you. A lot of people say, well, okay, well, Patriot Mobile, do they have the nationwide coverage? Because that's what I need. You know, I'm a patriot, but I got to be able to talk on my phone. Yes. The answer is yes, they do. They use the same towers the other guys use. What they don't do, they don't take their profits and support companies like Planned Parenthood or gun control organizations. They're fighting to defend our freedom. And folks, I would encourage you to go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. You'll be able to get all sorts of great information there. You can check coverage. So if you want to make sure they're in your area, all you got to do is click that button and boom, you're taken care of. Now get this. Use my promo code. You're going to get free activation and a free gift. And who doesn't want a free gift? I love free gifts. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Todd.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Going to be wandering around the hallways here during the commercial break. Rudy Giuliani walked by, Mr. Mayor, and his son Andrew is here as well. Got the big bus parked downstairs. Andrew running for governor of New York. So it's it's New York. It is what it is. Yeah, people are going to be popping in and out all over the place. In the meantime, let's go check out the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hey, Patty, what's up?
Hey, Todd, how are you? Listen,
I'm good, Patty.
One thing. Oh, that's good. You're spot on with everything. I love your show. And the guy that called before, I would love to have you debate him because he has no clue what is going on. Okay. The guy from Georgia I'm talking about. I got to make one thing. I cannot believe that gas prices are higher than Hunter Biden.
That's a fair point there, Patty. They're pretty high.
Yes.
You're paying a lot of money there in North Carolina for gas.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's, you know, we're finally, I believe it's going to go further than that. I think it's going to go to $7, $8 a gallon of gas in North Carolina. We're paying right now. I just paid the other day. I paid $5.01.
Patty, they want all of us to be riding around in little horses and buggies. That's where all this is going.
Oh, well, I'm ready to go to Pennsylvania and join an Amish community. Are you kidding? I'm ready to go and join an Amish community because the Amish are the smartest ones right now. They're all laughing at us.
You may be onto something, Patty.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. The Amish are saying, look at these idiots. Look at these English people. They are idiots. Well, look at us.
Patty, I got to tell you a story. I have an Amish story, Patty. I got an Amish story. And folks, by the way, just in case you're wondering, because we're working remotely, there's a bit of a delay between the phone calls. We just kind of work through it here, but just to give you a heads up. Anyway, Patty, I was speaking at a religious novelist convention years ago. And I didn't realize at that point how lucrative the Amish romance fiction world was. And somebody was actually trying to get me to write an Amish romance novel. They said you could sell millions of copies. So the title I came up with, My Name is Yoder, If the Buggy's Rockin', Don't Come Knockin'.
Exactly.
Is that inappropriate?
But it's pretty sad, though, when you have people like that laughing at us. Yeah, I mean, everybody's laughing at us. It's not just them. And then you got the, the comedian chief last night on Kimmel. I didn't watch it, but I call it comedian chief. Fits in perfectly. And the other one, cackling in charge. And then you got, let's go on and on. But you know what? Who I feel sorry for is poor Kavanaugh. The guy went through hell when he was getting confirmed, and the guy's going through hell now. You know what? Chuck Schumer, Blackburn was right. He should, if anything happened to this poor guy, I would blame Chuck Schumer.
Well, that's what we're doing. I'm tired of playing games. As a matter of fact, Patty, we've got some audio. Patty, we got to run, but thank you for the call. Jim Jordan out there, and he's saying, you know what? When we take over, it's hardball. We're taking the gloves off. You did it to us, and we're going to do it to you. By the way, that's Old Testament justice right there. Do unto others as they do to you. or before they do it to you. But in this case, they've already done it to us. So payback is, well, you know what they say. Let's listen to this audio from Jim Jordan.
Well, no, and it's sort of, if it's good for, you know, the old line, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. So if they're going to go down this road and break every norm, every precedent, do things that I think are unconstitutional, then it seems like it's fair game for the next Congress. But we are Republicans. We're conservatives. We're going to do it in the right way. We're going to do the investigations that need to be done. If, in fact, that the American people put us back in power, we're going to do it in a way that's consistent with the Constitution. But we're going to get to the facts and the truth, because the American people deserve answers to why the school board association went to the Biden administration, and then the Biden administration did exactly what they asked for and targeted moms and dads with the Patriot Act and treated them as domestic terrorists. We need to get to the bottom of the COVID origins. We need to get to the bottom of how thousands of Americans' tax returns became public. We need to get to the bottom of the Hunter Biden situation and a whole bunch of other things. The border mess, all those things need to be investigated. So the country, the people of this country, right now, more than seven out of 10 of our fellow citizens, Grant, think the country's on the wrong track. They deserve the truth to all those issues. If we're put in power, we're going to do it, but we're going to do it in a way that's consistent with the Constitution.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you, Congressman. And I say go get them. Just take off the gloves and go after them. We got to put a stop to this nonsense. All right, let's go to Alan, listening to us on the Talk Station over in North Carolina. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hello, Todd. This is the first time I've taken the time to call in. I'm a day late on the 2006 conspiracy, or the 2006 Anakins that went on. But as far as what's going on with the justices, especially with Kavanaugh, I don't see Schumer, I don't see the threats helping him with somebody like Kavanaugh. If anything, he would probably be just as even more resolute, unless he's hoping somebody can actually get to them and hurt them or hurt their family. Then you might have a justice resign and say, hey, I didn't sign up for this. I'm not going to put my family through it. I think that's what they're hoping for, that a justice just end up in despair and walk away, and then Biden gets to appoint somebody that he likes. But I don't see that happening unless somebody gets badly injured, Kavanaugh or one of his children or somebody. And the fact that Schumer would try to make that happen is unforgivable, given his position in the government. It's absolutely unforgivable. And
it's not like he's a backbencher here, Alan. That's the point. He's the majority leader of the Senate, so he speaks for all Senate Democrats. I mean, this isn't Maxine Waters, you know, on the street corner, rounding up a street gang. You know, we're talking about the majority leader of the Senate, and those words do matter. And I am terribly concerned that people are going to start acting on these threats. And I want to go back and just think about this, Alan, and God bless you. By the way, great call, Alan, and we want you to give us a holler back. Just think about this in comparison. Go back to when the Supreme Court redefined what God had already defined. We're talking about marriage. Did you see any conservatives protesting at the homes of liberal Supreme Court justices? No, you did not, because you respect the rule of law. And the same with abortion. They're talking about, well, both sides bear response. No, only one side is killing unborn babies. Only one side is doing that. Only one side is going out there and firebombing pro-life ministry centers right now. And it's not the conservatives. It's the Democrats, the left. They do not value life. And so we're surprised when this kind of stuff happens. I'm telling you, this is a dangerous place to be. But it's not the Republicans. It's not the conservatives. We're talking about the Democrats. We're talking about the leftists. And they've been doing this for ages. And they're going to continue to do it because they know it is successful. But what they haven't counted on is Donald Trump coming along. Because keep in mind, the plan was Hillary Clinton becomes president. That was the plan. And Donald Trump came along and he thwarted the plan. He upended the plan. And now there is hell to pay. And that's what's happening. They have a devious plan for this country. It is to soften the country. It is to weaken the country so that this nation embraces socialism. That is the long-term goal here, folks. Wrote a book about this in 2019, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. and I would encourage you to read it. I would encourage you to give it to a friend. Let them read it. Because the evidence is out there, and the evidence demands a verdict. All right, look, we got to take a break here. Music sounding coming up. We've got our good friend Rita Cosby. She is one of the great hosts on WABC, a great national syndicated radio host as well. 844-747-8868. We've got some lines open now. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Welcome back, fellow patriots. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show, middle of hour one on a Friday. I'm Jeff Stein. I'll take the baton from Todd and take you through the rest of the program. Always good to talk to Stearns Nation from the Liberty University studio. Pleased that you're along on the program today, and we'd like to talk about what is of interest to you. At 844-747-8868, I know we've got at least one caller on the line. We'll get to you in a moment. But again, it's 844-747-8868. And we're happy to pick up on what Todd was talking about in the last half hour or whatever you would like to talk about. Obviously, the inflation numbers today, I mean, it is just tremendously bad. You've got the sham hearings about January 6th from last night. Eager to hear your responses to that or whatever is on your mind. Jerry listens to the Todd Stearns Show on the flagship, the Mighty 990 in Memphis. Jerry, thanks so much for calling in to the Stearns Show. Jeff Stein here. How are you, sir?
Okay, how are you, Jeff?
Excellent. What's on your mind today?
I wanted to make a quick comment on something that's been bugging me all week. It's this woman who had the unfortunate experience, I believe it was in Los Angeles, to be walking down an alley and have a kid in a stolen car try and run her and her baby over.
Right.
And as horrific as that is, I'm glad everybody's okay, especially the baby. I saw her on Tucker Carlson a couple of days later. And during the conversation, she admitted not only is she a Democrat, but that, and, okay, fine, you know, different strokes, I get it. But she voted for Gascon. She said on TV that she voted for him because she thought he would clean up the penal system in Los Angeles, make it more fair, mm-hmm. and now says that she's going to move. She's disappointed in Gascon, had no idea he was like this, and now she's going to move. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? You know where Gascon came from? San Francisco. How come I know that and she doesn't? And how come she makes the bed, doesn't want to sleep in it now, and now she's going to infect some other place? I'm glad the kid's okay, but I think she made her bed, she should sleep in it now.
Well, here's the thing that occurs to me about that story. She at least has woken up enough and is telling the story of how she's very disappointed in the person she voted for. Now, to your point about how is it that you know the guy had that record and she didn't, you know, I think especially in a place like California, they are so indoctrinated from the start that they just assume whoever has a D by their name is the correct choice. And while I concur with you that I would just as soon these Democrats not infiltrate our good red states and red cities and foul them up, if they truly have seen the light and are willing to have an open mind on politics, okay, then great. Let's get those people speaking out and have as much of it as we can handle. But what's tragic to me, and I'd be interested in your response, Jerry, what's tragic to me is that these people just vote blindly regardless of who the person is, so long as they've got a letter by their name.
And I think that goes to what you just said. It's okay if she's seen the light and she's going to, you know, act more intelligently going forward, but they didn't say so. And okay, first time on TV, I get it. People are nervous, but I don't trust so many of these people. We see it in plenty of purple cities and purple states. You know, one that jumps to mind is Austin, Texas.
Yes.
You know, there's something wrong with these people that will vote based on the letter behind the name, and then when they don't like the results, won't try and fix it, just up and leave. Thanks very much.
Hey, thank you, Jerry, for listening to the program and calling in from Oak Ridge there in the Memphis area, listening to the flagship, the Mighty 990. Your turn now to call and talk to America on the Todd Starnes Show, 844-747-8868. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd, who, of course, is in New York at that wonderful Talkers Conference. And there was a thing that was called Talkers Magazine, and now they've branched out to so many different things, as everyone has, right? So now it's called Talkers, and there's this big national event today, and I guess something like 800 people, I don't know, a ton of people. All the cool kids are around the table, and the Todd Starnes Show proud to be a sponsor of the event. And so we're glad that Todd is able to talk to folks, build the show, and help make everything, all of this, even better for those of you who saddle up and come on in every day for 3 hours, noon to 3 Eastern, either on one of these 120-plus radio stations across the great country, or listening on the stream at toddstarnes.com. Again, it's 844-747-8868. Coming up in our next hour, by the way, I want to give you a couple of highlights here of what we're going to have on the program. We're going to talk in the first half of the next hour about a poll, and it talks about Americans' definition of gender and sex. And we're going to talk with an expert in this field who's going to analyze the poll, and here's the short of it. Don't believe what the now formerly mainstream media has told you about what Americans think about certain topics, because the poll is very different than the narrative. No surprise, but it's always nice to have data, and we'll talk with Edward Bartlett coming up in less than 30 minutes. At the bottom of the next hour, it'll be my privilege to introduce you to a young man who is a Republican hoping to flip a blue seat red. It happens to be in my home state of Iowa, but I know when I have been here before talking to you all, I know Todd does it as well, we like to bring people on from races from around the country so that, you know, many of you sit there and say, well, what can I do? How can I fix some of this? I go and vote, and my district is red, my representative is red. Well, if you feel good about what you're doing in your corner of the world, keep that up. But maybe you also might want to meet some folks in other parts of the country where you either have friends or relatives that you might be able to influence. Maybe you have a few extra dollars that you could donate to help get these people across the line. And again, a true patriot running for Congress in Iowa, trying to unseat a two-term incumbent, and we will talk with him. His name is Zach Nunn, and that will come up in just a little less than an hour. Also coming up today in the last segment, you heard Todd talk about seeing Mayor Giuliani and his son Andrew walking by when they were in New York there. Andrew Giuliani will be on this radio program live at the bottom of hour number 3. He's running for governor of New York. Frankly, a lot of people sort of snickered when he put the hat in the ring, but that was when a guy named Cuomo was still pulling the wool over some people's eyes, and Giuliani is now to the front of the pack, and we're going to talk with the front runner coming up at the bottom of the 2 o'clock Eastern hour. Time for you to talk with us, though, at 844-747-8868 as we continue on this edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they actually do something about it. And that's saying something in this sad day and time in which we live. Patriot Mobile, what a great company. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you and I care about. If you switch to Patriot Mobile now and use promo code Todd, you'll get free activation and a free gift. Do you like the word free? Well, I do, and I think you do too. And so free activation, free gift just by using the promo code Todd with Patriot Mobile. These are the folks that have the broadest nationwide coverage. They use the same towers other carriers use, plans to fit any budget, great discounts for veterans and first responder heroes, as well as multi-line users. So that works really well for growing families. Above all, switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based customer service team, thank you very much, at 972-PATRIOT. You get your special discount. You get the free premier activation, but you only get that by using promo code Todd. For more details, visit patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 844-747-8868 is the number you can call and join the conversation. I would love to hear from anyone in the Todd Starnes audience who got a raise of more than 8.6% going into this year. If you work for a living, or if you're on a pension even, that works, did you get a raise of 8.6% or more? Because if you did not, you're losing ground. And we'll talk about it when we come back. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thanks to the great folks at the flagship, Kyle and Grace in Memphis, for keeping this all up and running. Hope to talk to you on the other side. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Back to the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Friday from the Liberty University studio. Give us a call at 844-747-8868 and continue the conversation. That's the number that Matt used to call in from North Carolina, where he listens to the Todd Starnes Show on the talk station. Matt, thanks for dialing in. Jeff Stein in for Todd. How are you today?
Fine, fine. Nice weather today.
I got rain. Which, again, we just planted crops in Iowa, so rain is a good thing here. What's your weather like down there?
Well, it was brutally hot, but now it's a different northerly breeze, and nice. Kind of nice, but we're going to have rain all next week.
Well, I tell you, you know, we'll take whatever Mother Nature gives us because we have no choice, but we do have a choice with regard to censoring the Senate Majority Leader, and I think that's what you want to talk about.
Yes, sir. Now, I know you're a lawyer, correct?
Yes, sir.
And in my opinion, I'm not a lawyer, but I studied an 800-page law book. And in my opinion, like I told Grace Baker, anyone else threatening Supreme Court justices would be arrested. What's your opinion?
There's no question. Absolutely. That's Thank a direct you. Threat. Let's turn this around just a little bit, Matt. Let's say you and I met each other on the street. And it would be a privilege to meet you, but let's say you just didn't like my look for whatever reason, and you said, I'm going to unleash the whirlwind on you, Stein. You won't know what hit you. Do you think I should take that as a threat?
Yes, sir. But I would never do that.
No, you're a good person. But where did this fall down then? Do you think that the Republicans who had the majority in the Senate at that time, should somebody have tried to censure Schumer for his comments directly threatening two line members of another branch of government?
Well, I thought he would, in all reasonability, I thought he should be arrested for communicating threats.
I don't think there's any doubt. And the trick is, with any threat, there has to be some sense that it could be carried out. Okay? That just makes sense. I mean, if I say that I'm going to send you to the moon, that's not a threat. I don't have a rocket. Okay? So even if in that moment that you mentioned, Schumer on the steps of the Supreme Court making the comment, even if you could say, well, that's hyperbole, that's just rhetoric, he doesn't really have any means to carry it out, it sure seems like we've seen that people have listened to him by showing up outside these justices' houses, by a very disturbed individual, as it now sounds, going there without much plan, but thinking he might take his own life and along with it, one of the justices. I mean, it's fascinating to me how we are willing to just ignore the fact that somebody had a gun outside a justice's house recently. And by the way, sounds like Schumer made more of a direct threat or encouragement of violence than President Trump did on January 6th.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that the Schumer... Okay, so what should happen to Schumer? I mean, what do you think should happen to him, if anything, right now, based upon what we have seen in the last couple of weeks?
Well, in my opinion, if I was in control of it, I would use Trump's old expression on The Apprentice, you're fired.
That'd be good. That'd be good. There is a great fellow, and we've had him on this program. You might have seen him on Newsmax, by the name of Joe Pinion. And Joe is running for U.S. Senate in New York to take Chuck Schumer out. And if you folks are interested in helping Mr. Schumer go to retirement, that might be a campaign to support. Matt, thanks so much for calling in from North Carolina. Enjoy that nice weather you're having there. I appreciate the conversation greatly. 844-747-8868 is how you can connect with the Todd Starnes radio program. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. I tell you, there are certain days when you think, what more can possibly come out in the news? And then you're, well, I don't want to say pleasantly surprised, certainly, but you see things like these inflation numbers. Now, as I recall, earlier this week, while everything's falling down around us as a country, the president goes on a late-night comedy show. And it's one that Republicans have gone on before, too, so let's be fair. But Jimmy Kimmel tosses softballs to Joe Biden, who is right there in close proximity without a mask. Do you find that interesting? The president will walk across an open field with a mask, but then when he's with one of the Hollywood cool kids, doesn't need a mask? That just seemed a little odd to me if you're worried about your health as opposed to virtue signaling. But as I recall during that, and I didn't watch it because I just can't stomach this stuff, but the president said, this is the best economy in the world. It's the best economy in, you know, how many years or whatever. Best economy, really. Here's all I can think of. If that's the best economy, what we have right now, I don't want to see the worst economy. This is a new 40-year high for inflation that was released today. The overall consumer price index has gone up since this time last year, 8.6%. There's your consumer inflation rate, 8.6%. Hourly earnings, the real average hourly earnings, have dropped by 3%. And that's what I mentioned before we went to the break. Unless you got a raise of 9%, in your pay, in your retirement, in your investments, unless you got 9% of a raise since last year, you're falling behind. And that's presuming you can even find goods. Gas up 48.7%. Fuel oil is up 106.7%. Gas at the pump now more than double per gallon from the time Joe Biden took office. You go look at the chart. This is not Putin's price hike. This started with Joe. And those stickers with the little finger pointing saying, I did that. Yes, Mr. President, you did that. And we are all the ones suffering. If you want to put this into full context, highest inflation rate in 40 years. The last time the inflation rate was like this, the number one song in the country was Physical by Olivia Newton-John. Now, I happen to be a fan. I actually saw her in concert not long after that, because I was, I think, a freshman in college, for crying out loud. So I love the 80s, you know, big hair and all sorts of goofy music. I love the 80s, but I don't need inflation like that. And I don't think you do either. Hey, come on back and continue the conversation, if you would, after this news break. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to Hour 2 of a Friday edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. On more than 120 tremendous radio stations, coast to coast, and streaming live at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today, coming to you from my home base at News Talk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa. The 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching middle America with accurate news and reasonable views. Todd is in New York. He is attending, as the representative of Starnes Media Group, the National Talkers Convention, all these hundreds of talk show hosts in one room, and Todd is there interacting with these folks and building this radio program for you, and so it's my privilege to step into the Liberty University studio today and handle things, and that includes talking to you. Go ahead and queue up at 844-747-8868. This is your chance to tell America what you think at 844-747-8868, and we'll get to your calls in the next segment. But let's go now via the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line so that we can connect with Edward Bartlett. Dr. Bartlett is the president of SAVE, an organization that focuses on college campuses, in particular to make sure that they are handling things in a fair way with due process. Dr. Bartlett, Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, it's a pleasure, Jeff. How are you doing?
I am quite well and good to hear your voice. For those who are not fully aware of the organization, I gave a brief little description. Give me a better one, please. What is SAVE? What do you folks do?
Yeah, well, your description was on target. SAVE is a group working for fairness and due process in colleges, and increasingly we're also looking at high schools and even primary schools, where we're seeing the Department of Education has decided they want to change the definition of sex, and they want to shoehorn the concept of gender and gender identity into the definition of sex, and it's creating havoc across the nation.
I taught at the college level for about 25 years. I've been away from it for about 10 years. It was getting bad when I left. I don't know that I could even imagine to set foot on a college or university campus these days because of all of the cancel culture and political correctness. Do you find that it is getting exponentially worse? In other words, is this much more necessary for you and your organization to take strong action on these issues now than even, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
Yeah, Jeff, it's gone up and down, and let me explain why I say that. So during the Obama administration, the Department of Education enacted a new policy It was called the Dear Colleague Letter on Sexual Violence. And what it did is it removed the presumption of innocence and removed due process protections for students accused of some form of sexual misconduct. And that's where the term campus kangaroo court came into existence, because as a result, there were literally hundreds of lawsuits against colleges by students who said they had been wrongfully expelled or wrongfully suspended. Then along came President Trump. He got rid of that Dear Colleague letter and implemented a new regulation. That was 2 years ago. Well, now we have a new president. Guess what? President Biden wants to eliminate the Trump regulation and go back to the campus kangaroo courts and change the definition of sex to include gender identity. How's that?
Well, it's enough to make your head hurt, I'll tell you that, because this is trying to change our culture in a way that the American people don't agree with, and you've got poll numbers to back that up.
Well, exactly. And so we did do a poll. We just got the results last week. This was a nationally representative sample and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked Americans, did they want the Department of Education to retain the traditional biological definition of sex, meaning male or female, or to expand that definition to include gender and gender identity? And as you may know, there are 72 different genders for people to choose from. Well, people, they took the survey, and 63% of Americans said, no, we don't want to change the definition of sex. It's worked just fine for the last millennia, and we don't want to include gender identity in that definition of sex.
Remind the audience here on the Todd Starnes Show, we're speaking with Edward Bartlett. Dr. Bartlett is the founder of SAVE. They are online at saveservices.org. And again, he joins us on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. That's a pretty clear crossing party line percentage, 63% to 37%. But there were a number of other things tied to this movement, if you will, this blurring of identity that really make an even stronger case that this administration and what it's doing is out of step with the American people.
Yeah, exactly. So I think everybody's heard the term transgender. Many people have heard of the transgender named Leah Thomas at the University of Pennsylvania, who's a swimmer and has broken all of the records, all of the swimming records for college, because Leah Thomas previously was a male swimmer who took, some hormone replacement therapy for a year, but he still has the greater lung capacity. He still has the longer arms, the stronger musculature. No surprise that Leah Thomas has continued to dominate now in women's sports, and there's something about that that's just not fair. So 71% of the respondents of our survey, again, reported just last week, said do not allow gender participation in women's sports. Certainly, transgenders can participate in sports, but against other transgenders.
And if this is how we are, and I don't want to say evolving because that doesn't feel like the right word, but if this is how things are changing to where you're going to have this large amount of people under the category of transgender, it would seem to me only to make sense to have that as a separate category, just simply because of fairness. And I'm struck, Dr. Bartlett, by the number of people who for years were advancing the cause of women in sports, and now all of a sudden you have women on the sidelines because of this unfair physical advantage that the transgender individuals have.
Yeah, for people to say that if you take, a 1 year of hormone replacement therapy, that's going to level the playing field, that's just pure nonsense. It does not level the playing field. And that's why we're seeing over and over again, I just gave one example, but there's been cases in Connecticut and Utah and elsewhere where transgenders have dominated in women's sports. It's just not fair. It's not right.
And once again, the numbers in this poll that YouGov conducted for your organization, SAVE, online at saveservices.org, this is not even a close call. I mean, we're not talking about margin of error. We're not talking 52 to 48. You're talking about 60, 70% of Americans agreeing on these issues. That's pretty telling to me.
It is stunning. And let me give you another piece of this that's maybe even more outrageous. So this is the whole issue of in high school, there are most high schools have counselors these days, and sometimes teenagers experience, you know, periods of doubt, maybe a bout of depression. And so what's happening is that the school counselors have begun to talk to these teenagers and say, well, maybe you have gender dysphoria. Maybe that's the cause of your depression that you're having right now. Now, gender dysphoria, I don't know if you're familiar with that term, but it means that even though you have a male body, you actually have a female psychology or female identity, and that you should consider becoming a transgender. Well, that actually happened to a girl in California. She got caught up in this world of being transgendered she was originally female. She was transgendered to male. Her depression only worsened to the point that she committed suicide one very sad day. And we have to attribute this to the secretiveness of the school to push this idea of gender dysphoria.
And again, growing up it's never been easy. It's difficult for teenagers. But when the school, the authority figure, if you will, is encouraging the young person to hide things from their parents, because that's what we're talking about with this sort of counseling, times that the parents have no idea what's going on, that seems to be much more about an agenda and not the welfare of the young person. Am I missing something with that?
No, you're totally right, Jeff. I mean, parents have always had the right to know about any mental health concerns or issues affecting their underage children, including high school students. But that tradition and that law is being turned on its head by the transgender advocates saying, no, we're going to keep the secret from your parents. And we're seeing this exact scenario playing out I mentioned California. There was another case in Florida where a suicide attempt. Just schools across the country. I'll give you another example. This happened in Wisconsin, where a 13-year-old boy was a classmate of a 13-year-old boy said, you need to call me by my transgender pronoun, which is they or them. This 13-year-old boy said, no, forced speech is not free speech. I'm not going to call you they or them. Well, this boy was then accused of sexual harassment, and that's only because he refused to use the transgender pronouns. Again, this is just outrageous. This happened just a few weeks ago in Wisconsin.
It's ridiculous, and as your poll, the poll that YouGov did for your organization, SAVE, 61% of those surveyed said there should be parental consent prior to school counseling on this topic. And it just strikes me as we close, Dr. Bartlett, you've got schools that require parental consent when little Susie or little Johnny is going to go on a bus field trip, but yet they don't want parental consent when it has to do with something as important as what the gender is. Once again, SAVE, saveservices.org is the website for the organization SAVE. And Edward Bartlett has been our guest. Dr. Bartlett, thank you so much for taking the time, and continued success with this work, sir.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to chat with you.
Good to talk to you as well, sir. Edward Bartlett, he is a former college faculty member. He founded SAVE, S-A-V-E, and again, it's online at saveservices.org. The conversation took place on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. What do you think about that? We'll take your calls in the next segment. It's 844-747-8868. Same number as you're used to using, 844-747-8868. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along on this Friday edition of the Todd Starn Show.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today from the Liberty University studio. As always, it's 844-747-8868. That's how you can join this national conversation. And that is the number that Jean used to call in from North Carolina, where she listens to the Starn Show on News Talk WSIC. Jean, thanks for calling in. Jeff Stein in for Todd today. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jeff, after hearing Dr. Bartlett, I thought I would call and mention that the other day on Newsmax, I happened to see the trailer for Matt Walsh's film, What is a Woman? And if anyone hasn't seen that, it's hilarious. The best part about it is at the very end when he's in Africa and he's talking to this group of Africans and saying, based on what you've seen and what you've heard, would you want to move to the U.S.? And they laughed and said, no. I mean, and also, you can watch it free on Rumble. Just thought I'd mention that. I haven't watched the whole film yet, but the trailer is hilarious.
Oh, that's such a wonderful tip. I've not had the opportunity to see it. I'm very well familiar with Rumble. We put my daily commentaries on Rumble as well. Did you ever think we'd be to the point where we had to, Gene, ask the question, what is a woman? I mean, it just seems we are so far away from the America we used to have.
No, and Matt did a fantastic job. Everyone needs to see this film. So thank you, Jeff.
No, thank you for calling in and suggesting it. And I do appreciate that. Matt Walsh's documentary, What is a Woman? I have heard about it. I have not had time to see it, quite honestly. So, all right, so why am I here today? And I'm going to alert Grace and Kyle, if you're able to come to the microphone, I'd appreciate it. Because, all right, here's what's going on. Here's why I'm here. I am here because there is a national event going on in New York. Hundreds and hundreds of talk show hosts. It's the Talkers Magazine big conference, and the Todd Starn Show is a supporter of it, and Todd's on panels and growing the show by being back in New York, etc. All right, so here's my question, and I would like to have Kyle and Grace weigh in. When you think about hundreds of talk show hosts in a room like that,
yes.
A, is it that they all are talking at the same time and nobody can really get a word in edgewise? That's A. Or is it B, it is completely silent because none of them brought their producers along to tell them when to talk?
That's a good point. Well, I'll go first. I think that it's probably them talking over each other, but I'd like to think it's because they don't have their producers with them, because I'm kind of jealous I'm not in New York City right now. Just because I love the food there. The people are great, but the food is where it's at in New York City. I would say that they're probably all talking over each other. I mean, don't you think? It's literally called the Talkers Convention.
Well, clearly. Right.
And now I'll let Kyle make it. Kyle's like, I don't know. Kyle's nodding his head. I think he's in agreement with me. I think that they're talking over each other.
It's a very loud room in there.
Well, see, this is what
yes.
I did. First, I thought, okay, they're just talking over each other. It's just a mess. That's what I was assuming.
Hopefully
right?
They have a moderator, like a producer, to direct all of them. I would not want that job.
But they're not going to listen to each other. If it's a talk show host trying to moderate other talk show hosts, they need
the
producer.
Sounds like a disaster. See, thank you, Jeff. I think you're making my case for next year to go, right?
Well,
but I do love being here and hanging out with you guys. But New York, again, the food. I miss the food.
Yeah, nice try to save on that. But, Todd sent an email to me a while back and said, hey, are you going to go to Talkers? You know, Tim is going to be there. Tim Van Horn. Sits in. Jeff Katz is there, who was in the chair for this program Wednesday.
Correct.
Et
Mary Walter.
All the cool kids are there.
Yes. So why aren't you there?
Well, somebody's got to do a radio show, don't they?
And I appreciate it.
But here's the thing, as we go to this bottom of the hour break and then introduce you to a real patriot. Tim Van Horn tweeted out a photo of the boys at a steakhouse last night, and I am more jealous than Grace just said she was. All right, I'll introduce you to a patriot, a real one, after this break. Jeff Stein in for Todd on the Todd Starnes Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast and online at toddstarnes.com. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today from the Liberty University studio. We invite you to call us and join this coast-to-coast conversation on more than 120 radio stations nationwide. It's 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. We'll take your calls a little later this hour. But joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Zach Nunn. Mr. Nunn is a state senator. He is a veteran. He is also now the Republican nominee in a congressional race in Iowa that is one of the most hotly contested and most watched in the country. So I want to introduce you, America, to a true patriot. He is Zach Nunn. Mr. Nunn, thanks for joining the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein here in our home state of Iowa. How are you?
Jeff, always good to talk with you. Thank you so much for your time. And yeah, we are we're doing great. We are very excited, and we are grateful for everyone who voted in the Iowa primary here on June 7th.
So congratulations on that win. It was a three-way race. You pulled down something like two-thirds of the votes. And the very next day, Sabato's crystal ball took this from toss-up to leans Republican after you were the one who won the primary. Talk about the district and talk about who you are so that America can see just exactly what is at stake here in Iowa's 3rd District.
Well, Jeff, we had two other great Republican candidates in the primary, but I think what this really says is that Americans of all backgrounds are ready for a dramatic change in what's happening in Washington, D.C. The district itself is Iowa's lower third, just north of the Missouri and on the Missouri border there. It is a rural, it is a suburban and urban area as well. The two largest population centers are in two counties, but we have 19 other counties that are farmland, small town Iowa, and have some very different needs. In the past, historically, I'll let you know, this is a district where the incumbent Democrat has only ever won in one county, that's Polk County. But we grew up in rural Polk County ourselves and have run for the state house three times, each time winning a blue lean seat to become a red seat after our double-digit victories in all three races. And we're grateful that Crystal Ball came over and showed us, as this is now a lean red seat. You know, I'll just say, when we started, this district was seen as a lean blue. It favored an incumbent. A month before the primary election, it was ranked as a toss-up. And an hour after our victory on Tuesday night, Cook also switched from a toss-up seat to a lean Republican. So the major prognosticators are saying this is definitely going to be a battleground, and it is a winnable seat for the right kind of Republican.
Zach Nunn is our guest on the Todd Starnes Show. ZachNunn.com is the website. ZachNunn, ZachNunn.com. And there's a very nice little red button in the upper right-hand corner of the main page that says donate. And so if you are a patriotic American who would like to see Republicans again have a majority in the House, This is one of the handful of races nationally that is being spotlighted, and this is the individual who has a chance to flip the seat. I find it fascinating every time you and I talk, and I'll call you Senator Nunn because you are a state senator. You are a proven election winner in that metro area of Des Moines in Polk County. I find it so interesting that you've got a member of Congress who has been now in office two terms. She received fewer votes the second time than the first time, and again, only wins with one metro county. You have a much broader base of support and, frankly, a much broader resume I'd like you to share with the audience.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And, yeah, this is a Trump district that she has been able to win in, arguably against some candidates who didn't always put up the direct type of fight that you need to when you're talking about an individual who pretends to be moderate but then votes with Nancy Pelosi and the Biden agenda. 100% of her voting record is right with him. You know, we started off as a military veteran, did combat tours in Afghanistan and Iraq, flying operations with the U.S. Air Force. I most recently helped command a squadron flying recon off of Russia and finished off a tour here working directly for the Chief of Staff of the Air Force and innovative operations against the Chinese to counter a Taiwan invasion. These are the type of things that we are approaching this campaign very much in the same way. Strategic approach towards goal-oriented accomplishment. We're building allies and partners to hopefully provide some real firepower leading into November, because as you highlight, it's not just about this district here in Iowa. We want to serve our constituents, but we also want to win back a majority in Congress to hold the Biden agenda accountable and start changing the course of this direction. And I've said time again, it's not about winning just in November. It's about having a pragmatic conservative agenda that can be passed in January 2023, because the American people want leaders, not talkers.
So once again, not only a veteran, you still serve in the National Guard, and thank you for that service. You and your wife own and operate a small business. You have four children at home. I believe you told me the other day you also took on the responsibility of foster children as this race was starting.
Yes, sir.
This sounds, folks, if you're listening, is this the kind of person you want representing you in Washington, D.C., with these values and this experience? If so, I suggest respectfully you go to ZachNunn.com and help him out in this race. All right, so let's say Republicans have a majority in the U.S. House and you're a member of that majority. What do you push for as the short list of how best to represent your district and all districts in America?
Jeff, you know, with a young family like myself, but also being part of a family of farmers, a Century Farm here in Iowa, I think we have got to get spending under control. It's driving up the cost of inflation. I'll take a playbook page right out of what we've done in the Iowa legislature. We pass a balanced budget. When is the last time we have done that in Washington, D.C., even passed a budget, let alone a balanced budget? The second aspect is we have to get our energy independence back. 16 months ago, America was a net exporter of energy. In the last 16 months, we put on a fig leaf of a Green New Deal. And I'll tell you, Jeff, Tesla does not make a minivan. I don't know how I'm supposed to get my kids around or how our family farm would be able to function without a diesel engine working in the field. So this has got to be an all-of-the-above energy approach. Energy independence is foremost amongst us because it's a national security issue. We cannot be dependent on other countries. And then finally, an area which we know has worked here in Iowa, again, is that when you have take tax dollars from people, you either need to be investing it in something that grows the economy or giving that money directly back to the people who pay taxes in the form of tax cuts. That's money invested in their pocket. That goes to their family, to their main streets, to their communities, and it grows indigenously. It's not a government spending program that has years of implementation and backlog and often a lot of red tape. So let's get the budget under control, let's give money back to people, and let's get energy independent. I think those are three agenda items that we should be tackling right out of the gate in January.
Zach Nunn is our guest. He is the Republican nominee in the Iowa 3rd Congressional District, trying to flip that rather shaky blue seat to good, solid red color. He joins us on the Todd Starnes Show. His website is zachnunn.com. As you look at the world stage, and I want to ask you this to draw upon your expertise as a military veteran and a current lieutenant colonel in the Iowa Air National Guard, when you look at some of the situations around the world, whether it was Afghanistan, hard to believe almost a year ago, 200 days ago, or whether it's Ukraine now, assess if you can, without breaching any oaths, what should this country be doing that it is not doing to help secure the safety of American citizens?
Jeff, excellent point. You know, I've always believed in a America first, but never America alone national policy. There are national interests that every American has, and first amongst those is always never leave an American behind. The debacle in Afghanistan left thousands of Americans behind as the administration pulled out military troops and basically abandoned Kabul in under a week. You know, as a veteran and as somebody who had served multiple tours with folks in the ground there in Afghanistan, we felt that was a betrayal. We felt we had a moral obligation to help individuals. And so we raised the money and we flew a number of flights into Mazar Sharif in the north of Afghanistan. This is after the Biden administration abandoned it, and we evacuated American citizens and Afghan allies who were pre-vetted and approved, who should have been on those last flights out, who were protecting our guys, things like interpreters and special operations forces that covered our rear guard, and we got them to safety. That shouldn't be on individual Americans to have to take that on. The same is true when we look at what happened in Ukraine. We have a situation here where it's in the U.S. national interest to not have sky-high gas prices or fertilizer for fields fall into the hands of the Russians. The Biden administration said three times before the invasion that Ukraine was likely going to be invaded and that the Russians would take it. If you're Putin, that is a green light for invasion, not a deterring effect. And as a result, you know, once Russia went in, the Ukrainians showed their steely resolve and really defended their country. That should be an inspiration to patriots here as well. But it's also an impact to Americans here at home that when we have autocrats, whether they be in Russia or China or Iran, that threaten places like Taiwan and Israel as well, if America is not willing to stand with its allies when the chips are down, then the cost of everything for Americans is going to be much more difficult. And when we have the type of trade imbalance now coming from Asia, where we are buying far more than they're buying from us, we are bleeding money out, not only in the form of what we pay as a consumer, but in the type of jobs and careers that we can have here domestically. So I would say it's a full force effect of what is in the national interest for America is for us to be able to create jobs and maintain careers here in America to stop the influx of real threats, like things on the southern border with 2 million illegals coming in, and to stand with our allies so that autocrats in Russia, China, and Iran don't get the upper hand and have the ability to box us in.
I have never met, folks, Zach Nunn. I have only talked to him on the radio, and I have some very good longtime friends who support him. But every time I hear him, I'm thinking to myself, this is the blueprint of how the Republicans get the majority back. Twitter and Getter at Nunn for Congress, N-U-N-N. The website is zachnunn.com, Z-A-C-H-N-U-N-N.com. There's a donate button right there on the front page. Well, you've won the primary. That's just the first of the battle, and now it's on to November. Lieutenant Colonel Nunn, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us on the National Todd Starnes Show, and I'm sure we'll talk again before November, but for now, best of luck, sir.
Jeff, thank you very much. You're a great patriot, and I appreciate your listeners taking the time to fight for America. This is what we all signed up to do. We have an oath to do it. We can have another great chapter in American history, and it starts right here. I appreciate it, and onward to November. You're exactly right.
Have a good weekend, sir. He's Zach Nunn. He is running for Congress in Iowa's 3rd District. Again, one of those handfuls that the Democrats have said they need to hold on to if they're going to have any chance of holding on to a majority. And if you're interested in a Republican majority, then I'd suggest you help this young man and, well, everyone's young compared to me, help this young man and help others similarly situated, not just in your home area, but around the country. Zach Nunn, ZachNunn.com. He joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. What say you? Join us on the news line at 844-747-8868. That's how you can connect. And we'll resume from the Liberty University studio with your calls in a moment. 844-747-8868. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along on a Friday edition of the Todd Starn Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Friday. 844-747-8868 is how you can reach us in the Liberty University studio. And I tell you, I want to reemphasize something we just experienced in the last break. There are times you look around and you say, who's going to run for office? Who's going to represent us with honor, with integrity? Who's not going to fall victim to the swamp? These are the people we need to recruit. And again, I said it before, but I'll repeat. I know as I have sat here filling in for Todd, we have had folks on, and I know Todd does on a regular basis. I know I do on a regular basis on my program in Iowa. Even if the person is not from the geographic area or, in this case, on the national show, we're bringing people in from all around the country. Why? So you can meet these young people, these patriots, who are standing up and saying, I'm not afraid to put life on hold. It'd be a lot easier to stay home and raise my family and run my business, but I have an obligation to that family, I have an obligation to this country to try to fix the mess in Washington. And it is no longer enough for us to sit back and say, well, I voted, I've done my part. You need to do more, because the other side is doing more. And if you really believe in this American experiment in representative government, then it does not stop at the boundaries of your own district. You need to be thinking more broadly. And we've already talked today about how inflation, the rate is worse than it has been for four decades. That's more than two generations. You know, where were you in the fall of 1981? Well, wherever you were and however you were living, that's the most recent time we can find to compare how bad it is now. You got to go back to 1981. So I know money is tight, but there's got to be some way we can get some of these people across the finish line. The people I know you hear on this program who are already in office fighting the good fight, but they're targeted. These seats that are vulnerable, blue seats that should flip. Again, reapportionment has changed everything all around the country. There are shenanigans lots of places. If in any way you can help beyond the scope of your own voting district, we just have to do it. And it might be nothing more than a $5 or $10 donation, if you can handle it. But it might be nothing more than saying, here's an email to the campaign saying, keep it up. I can't help you right now, but I'm here for you and I'm praying for you. Maybe it's following them on social media and supporting what it is that they're doing. Maybe it's calling friends that you have in these other locations and say, I just heard this candidate on the radio and he or she really sounds like they've got their head screwed on correctly. You really need to get out there and support them. We need to do everything we can beyond simply saying, well, I voted and I got my nice little sticker on my coat with the American flag that says I voted. That's the bare minimum, friends, that we can do. That's the bare minimum, because everything is at stake. Third hour of this program coming up. Andrew Giuliani joins us at the bottom of the next hour. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Thank you for being along on this edition of the Todd Starn Show.
The General Insurance presents Shower Ballads by Shaq.
And I'm gonna keep my love
in you, 'cause it's the only thing I wanna do.
Turns out, everyone does sound better in the shower. And it turns out, The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
I just wanna keep my love in you.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, we welcome you to hour number three of a Friday edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. Coast to coast on more than 120 outstanding radio stations and streaming live, as always, at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. Coming to you from my home base at News Talk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa, a proud Todd Starnes affiliate. The 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching middle America with accurate news and reasonable views. Todd is at the Talkers Magazine event, waving the Starnes media flag and contributing to panels as a sponsor of that national event of talk show hosts. Many of the folks you hear on this program filling in are there. Tim Van Horn and Jeff Katz and Mary Walter and, you know, everybody who's anybody is there, which explains why I'm not. But in any event, I am coming to you from the Liberty University studio, and it is a privilege to talk to you at 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll take your calls in the next segment, but now let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, where we are joined by Colonel Austin Bay, retired colonel from the U.S. Army Reserve. He is the author of a number of books, eight, in fact. His most recent book is entitled Cocktails from Hell. Colonel Bay, thanks so much for taking the time. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your service and your continued attention to some of these global issues. You're not at all surprised at what's going on in Ukraine, are you?
Well, no. I wrote a column in November 2004. I've been writing a national security and military affairs column for Creator Syndicate out of Los Angeles since 2000. And in November of 2004, by the way, I spent about 7 months on active duty in 2004, where I had to take off from writing my column most of the time. Obviously, I couldn't be on active duty and be a columnist. But I served in Iraq during that period. But I got back. I'm off active duty at the end of November, and I do not remember the exact thing that led me to write the column that week, but I had been following Vladimir Putin ever since he became recognized in Russian political affairs, certainly in the late 1990s. And Jeff, here's why. Mm-hmm. When as the Soviet Union was falling apart, Jim Dunnigan and I were writing what was the second edition of A Quick and Dirty Guide to War. And that's a war gamer's, we both use war gaming techniques in it. Jim has designed over 250 conflict simulations, and I certainly use those techniques when I was an officer. I was plans officer a great deal of the time, and war gaming techniques are absolutely vital for that. Plus, I'd spent 4 years as a special consultant in strategic wargaming in the SecDef's office. I was not a soldier there. I was Dr. Bay. But Jim and I had the techniques now. And one of the things, we saw that the USSR was falling apart. Well, I looked at it and said, somebody in Russia is going to try to rebuild it. And without trying to be too pointy-head about it, there were actually a couple of interesting strategic theorists in the late 19th and early 20th century that really saw Asia, Central Asia, as a quote-unquote the pivot of history. As a matter of fact, it's a book written by a guy by the name of Mackinder. And somebody trying to take control of it is wants to be a global power. Now, out of that, Jim and I, you can run numbers. Numbers don't determine everything. Just take a look at all the Russian tanks that are burning in Ukraine or burned out. But they do tell you something. And you need to have a certain numbers of millions of people to be a global power. You've got to have resources. You've got to have agriculture. And yet you've got to have some location that matters. And we did this in late 91 is when we did it. What are the pieces of the Soviet Union that it would take to make a global superpower? And they're Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, and Kazakhstan. Because you've got all those resources, you know, agricultural resources in Russia and Ukraine. You'd have enough people because the Russia fell back. I forget what its population is right now, but it's I think it's about 140, 150 million. But they had over 200 million when they were, I think, 300, close to 300 million whenever the USSR. So they would need the population resources, primarily of Russia and Ukraine, agricultural resources. Plus, they'd have all oil and gas and exotic minerals. And Kazakhstan would be both the source of people and resources. So that was our thinking and our proposal, and somebody's going to pick up the sword and try to put it back together again. So let's go back to go up to November 2004, and I decided it's got to be Vladimir Putin because this guy's obsessed with rebuilding the Soviet Union. As a matter of fact, it was 7 or 8 months later in 2005 that he called the collapse of the USSR the greatest catastrophe of the 20th century. Wrong, it was one of the greatest things that happened in the 20th century.
Yes.
But that's what he wanted to do. So I'm not trying to sit back and be a Greek dramatist and say, you know, here's the obsessed anti-hero, but he is an obsessed evil man. And he's got the power in Russia, and when he started playing those games in Georgia, it really wasn't a game, ugly little war, call it hybrid war, well, just slow war, using power without going too far so that he gets caught and gets sanctioned. He played games with the Balts. I don't know if you remember the electronic and hacking war they launched. Sure. on Estonia. I mean, and plus, here's something else. Mm-hmm. Since 2014... and the invasion and annexation of Crimea, there are a lot more aggressive Russian air probes of Norway, Denmark, Finland, and Sweden. I mean, it just spiked up. They're going to fly wherever they want. So just keep that in mind when you see the Finns and the Swedes decide they want to join NATO. Finland and Sweden have always been probed by Russia. The Swedes spent the entire Cold War trying to get Russian submarines out of their water, but they stepped up. This is a sign of what is it a sign of? Increasing aggression in Moscow. So in that November 2004 call, I put these thoughts down. I also added something. It was kind of cute. It gotten a laugh out of it. And I had given a talk. I think this was the first time I'd actually used it. When I was at given a talk to a Rotary Club in Austin, Texas, where I lived. It's been 98 or 99. And a fella asked me a question about Russia. I wasn't talking about Russia. And I said, well, someday somebody's going to try to put it back together again, the Soviet Union. It'd be Russia, Ukraine, Belarus, and Kazakhstan. Rubik, like Rubik's Cube, a little puzzle. And yes. It got a laugh, and it was an impromptu joke. And I used it with a couple of friends of mine, writers and strategists. So I just finally decided to put it down. It is Rubik. Now, it's a terrible kind of Rubik's Cube, but there's Putin thought he was the puzzle master. And it turns out he took on way too much when he actually invaded Ukraine. Now, I don't want to sound like, you know, all this theoretical stuff and like, but he certainly, you can see the deep strategic calculation on his part. What's fascinating is the grand miscalculation and the failure of the initial Russian blitzkrieg. Why those failures occurred, I think we're beginning to have a good feel for that. I want to tout strategypage.com, where Jim Dunnigan, Jim and I co-authored 5 books, 4 of them out of the Quick and Dirty Guide to War series. We've got an online military affairs and military technology website, and it's been online since 1999. But Jim had been saying Russia's got so many problems with the way their army structure and also with the way they try to coordinate their air power. And he's, you go back and look at some of the comments on this over the last 15 years. That's been his general take on it. Despite the massive modernization of Russian military forces that Putin insisted on doing, he was going to build an army that would just scare the heck out of the European Union and NATO and make him the unquestioned master of the great Eurasian plain. Well, there seems to be some real problems with the way they designed their tanks. There was some thoughts that they were going to blow up, having 3-man crews and their ammunition stowage. See, the reason they blow their turrets so many times, they don't have blowout panels back in the back. I don't want to get too into the weeds on a radio show where you can't show the image, but this is some really wrong-headed decisions made on their weapons decision. But the biggest thing is internal corruption. I mean, they don't get the quality of products or the weapons they need. They don't get the support. The logistics is rotten because of the tires are stolen. They've got soldiers that don't show up, and the commanders pocket their pay. And you're seeing that you're seeing the results of what that does with a corrupt system, and you field a corrupt army, and you run into a nation that decides to show that it's a nation in arms, which Ukraine has. You're fighting every Ukrainian in some of these areas. Their home defense units, it's like you've run into a little fortress, and that's a lot to have to wear down by attrition warfare.
Well, there's no question. There's no question. Yeah. Colonel, that we're going to have to stop there because I have a break we need to take. Colonel Austin Bay, listen to that insight. What tremendous insight. The book, Cocktails from Hell, spelled so much of this out. He's online at austinbay.net, strategypage.com. They also tweet at strategypage. And again, that's Colonel Austin Bay. He has this thing covered from all sides. And again, we refer you to the book, Cocktails from Hell. He joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here on the Todd Starn Show. 844-747-8868 is the number. And that's how you can join the conversation next after this break. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Andrew Giuliani at the bottom of the hour on the Todd Starn Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen.
Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes program. Didn't have my microphone turned on because I was grooving to the disco music that Kyle was playing for the rejoin. Sorry about that. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Friday edition of the Todd Starnes program from the Liberty University studio, 844-747-8868. That is how you can join us and this coast-to-coast conversation. We're scheduled to speak with Andrew Giuliani coming up after the bottom of the hour. You, of course, know his father, America's mayor. Well, Andrew is a candidate for governor in the state of New York. And not just a candidate, the polls most recently have said he's leading. And we're going to find out what his plans are for the Empire State. That's coming up just after the bottom of the hour. So if you were with us last hour, first, I hope you were. Second, thank you much for being there. We discussed the fact that I'm here today working with Kyle and Grace, who are, as always, tremendous at the home base, the Mighty 990 in Memphis. I'm here because Todd is at the National Talkers Magazine Conference, which is held annually. Hundreds and hundreds of talk show hosts from across the country are there, and judging from the Twitter feeds, they're spending a lot of time taking photos of one another and sharing it, which is great. That's what you do when friends get together. Well, I posed a question last hour about, when you get hundreds of talk show hosts in a room, is it either really loud because they're all talking at the same time, or is it really quiet because none of them brought their producers to tell them when to talk? I mean, for example, I'm sitting here in my studio in Iowa, and I hear the music coming back from the break, and then Kyle will tell me in the closed circuit in my ear, okay, you can go ahead and talk. Or Grace will tell me the guest is there, you can now talk to the guest. In other words, I'm just the monkey sitting here. I can't do anything without them telling me it's okay to do it. So this is why, to me, I don't know if you get hundreds of talk show hosts in the same room, how that's going to play out. Is it really loud or really quiet? And every day on my station, I put a poll question online. And I decided, why don't we let America in on this today? So here is the poll question from my home station, and I'll give you the website in a moment. Here's the poll question. It says that Jeff Stein filled in for Todd Starnes on his national show so Todd could participate in a national conference with hundreds of talk show hosts. A, it was loud because none of them would stop talking, or B, it was quiet because none of them brought their producers with them to tell them when to talk. I would love for you to weigh in, Starnes Nation. Go to KXEL.com/poll. It's pretty simple. KXEL.com/poll and weigh in. And we'll leave it up all weekend. I'll give my audience the results on Monday. I'm on the air Monday, right before Todd. I'm on the 3 hours before Todd. Okay, but I'll share them with Grace in case she'd like to mention it, depending on how this poll comes out. I'll share it on my social media also when I get done here with the program at the top of the next hour. You, of course, can get in touch with this program as always. It's ToddStarnes.com, and Todd is on the Twitter and the Getter and the Truth Social at Todd Starnes. He's on Instagram at ToddStarnesFNC. You can follow me. My website is TotallyIowa.com, and that's where you can see the links to the three different podcasts I do every day. TotallyIowa.com. And I have the same address on all the social medias that I have. It's at Iowa Politics, IOWA Politics, on Twitter and Getter, Parler, Instagram, and Truth Social, which I really love now that there's a version for my Android from the web, because I don't have one of those fancy iPhones. So I had to wait. But I'm really loving the Truth Social. So you can follow me on Twitter, Getter, Parler, Instagram, and Truth Social at Iowa Politics. And I'll post this poll question later today, or else you can just go there now at KXEL.com/poll. That's my home radio station here in the state of Iowa. It would be interesting. I don't know. Would it be like a conference? It's sort of like, you know, when you go to a conference of librarians, do they cut loose and talk at full voice? because they can't at work? I'm just curious about these things. A more serious conversation with Andrew Giuliani, the future governor of New York, when we come back. Jeff Stein in for Todd on the Todd Starn Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. Coming to you from, as always, the Liberty University studio. 844-747-8868 is how you can connect on this coast-to-coast conversation. We'll take your calls a little later this half hour before we wrap up in about 25 minutes. But joining us now live on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Andrew Giuliani. Mr. Giuliani is a Republican candidate for governor of New York. The website is ny4giuliani.com. Mr. Giuliani, Jeff Stein in for Todd. Thanks for joining us on the program today.
Jeff, it's great to be on with you. And I actually saw Todd yesterday, as a matter of fact, in studio. And so I'm very excited to be on with you today, Jeff. It's going to be great. And I hope everybody's looking forward to a great weekend around the country.
Well, it's a great weekend if you can exercise freedom and feel safe. And frankly, in your home state, it's not as great as it was when a certain person you know well was mayor of New York.
You know, you're absolutely right, Jeff. And I look at, you know, the major issues that are facing New York. You know, we lead the country in out-migration in New York, and it's for a multitude of reasons. But I think the one that that is highlighting to everybody is the fact that from a crime perspective, New York has gone the way of the 1970s and 80s recently. We have a law called bail reform, cashless bail, which has seen crime increase since it was signed into law by the former Governor Cuomo all around the state. You know, the national media focuses specifically on New York City, but Rochester had the most murders ever in recorded history. So on day one, I have pledged that I would fire district attorneys like Alvin Bragg, and we can obviously look at San Francisco with the recall efforts. We don't have recall in New York, but the governor does have the ability to fire any one of the 62 district attorneys. And any district attorney that chose not to execute their oath of office would get a pink slip on day one.
Now, this is how you take care of business. You go in and you actually can take care of things that need to be done. How much of an impact would that simple gesture, and it's a strong gesture, but it's pretty simple on day one, how much of an impact do you think that would have in terms of sending a signal to New Yorkers first, but also to the nefarious elements out there?
I think it's very clear. I mean, look, when you look at Bragg and what he basically did on his second day of the job, which was write a memo, which was publicized to his assistant district attorney saying, we're not going to prosecute armed robbery and we're not going to prosecute resisting arrest. He was sending a very clear memo out to the police, which is, I don't want you to make these arrests because I am not going to prosecute these. That sends a very clear message then to criminals and saying, you know what? We have the right to show here. We can do whatever on earth we want. And unfortunately, it's the wrong message to New Yorkers. And it's why we've seen crime skyrocket all across the state of New York. So I think it sends a very clear message. And what I've told my staff and what I've told myself, and this is probably Rudy, learning from Rudy Giuliani and working 4 years for President Trump in the White House, is every single day I will ask of myself and my staff, what are we going to do today to make New York the safest state in the country? The truth is, Jeff, there's a playbook that works. We saw when New York was the rotting apple in the early 90s become the safest large city in the country by the late 90s. We can do this. It's just going to take some leadership, and it's going to take backing our police and allowing them to proactively police again to get our quality of life back in New York.
Andrew Giuliani is our guest on the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Mr. Giuliani is running as a Republican for governor of the state of New York. The primary is coming up soon, June 28th. It's ny4giuliani.com. That's the website. He joins us, as noted, on the Todd Starnes program. Well, obviously, you learned from your father, as noted, but what did you then learn to take it to the next level by working in the Trump administration?
Well, first and foremost, that you have to stand by your convictions. I think you look at both of those men, and, you know, obviously, when I look at my father, I see the greatest mayor in the history of New York and one of the greatest prosecutors in the history of the country. And, I mean, he's taught me time and time again that whether it's popular or not, you stand by your convictions and you make sure you're doing everything when you get in office, when you are serving, to make sure that you understand that, hey, wait a second, I'm not running so I can be the boss of 19.5 million New Yorkers. It's the opposite way around. Now, too many politicians, frankly, on both sides of the aisle, but we can point directly to the president in the White House right now, have forgotten that, and they've sold out Americans across the country. When we look at the swamp in Albany, there are a lot of parallels between what Donald Trump was facing in Washington, D.C. versus what we'll be facing when elected governor in Albany. And for me, I think it's so important, and one of the things that I really focused on in the White House was the regulatory agenda for President Trump, where he said for every regulation he'd sign into law, he'd cut two. Well, that number was over 8-1 by the time he walked out of Washington, D.C., and that's why we saw the economic success that we did while President Trump was in Washington. That's the same type of approach we need to take to Albany. Our government in New York has grown way too big. For comparison, Jeff, we have a $220 billion budget in the state of New York. The state of Florida, which has 1 million more people, has a $97 billion budget. You tell me who's being more efficient with taxpayer dollars.
Andrew Giuliani joining us on the Todd Starnes program. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Well, here I am in the state of Iowa, and I've talked to your father on my program here before. And so I noted when you tossed your hat into the ring, and again, it's when Mr. Cuomo was still the governor. And I have to tell you, I don't think you got a fair shake in the media where they were just kind of scoffing at how dare he even think he can run this. You're kicking them in the polls, aren't you?
We're looking really good right now, and I can tell you with 18 days to go before our primary, we are in a great place. With the last Zogby poll had us up 10 points. We'll have a debate upcoming on CBS, and I'm sure that those who are interested in watching that may not get New York CBS, they can go on to New York CBS website to watch at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Monday. We'll have a couple other debates. And I really love our positioning in all this. And one of the things that I could point to recently is to see how many people are dissatisfied with Kathy Hochul's performance as governor. I can just tell you that when she did her State of the State speech a couple of months back, she did not mention crime as an issue until the 19th minute of her speech. She brought up about 9 or 10 other issues before crime came top of mind. Look, any New Yorker, anybody who's visited New York, anybody who's watched TV over the last couple of years, they understand the crisis that New York is in from a crime perspective. If we continue to see crime spiral out of control, we will continue to see families leave. We will continue to see job creators leave. And frankly, we'll see tourists that used to take their dollars, their hard-earned dollars, and spend them in New York, choose to go somewhere else. That's why we need to cut it off at this pass right now, and that's why I chose to run, frankly. You know, I'm looking at my 6-month-old baby daughter, Grace, right now as we speak, and I understand everything that my father was able to do for the kids and the children of New York to make New York a safer place for the next generation. It's my responsibility now to make sure that I make New York a safer generation for my daughter, Grace's generation.
Well, you know, if we go to the website, nyforgiuliani.com, there are two things of note. One, there's a donate button right there. And so if you want to help Mr. Giuliani get across the finish line, and you can afford it in these days of Biden inflation, I'm sure he would appreciate that. But there's also a tremendous photo of you with your wife and daughter right there on the main page. And it just strikes me, I mean, often I will ask someone, why are you running? You're just looking at her, and that's the answer to the question of why Andrew Giuliani is running for governor.
That's exactly right. You know, when I think about my family and I think about, you know, the state of New York and where we're in, and I think about, you know, look, you always would have, you know, retirees that were in their
you know, in your 70s, decide to leave New York, maybe for New York. We've always had a lot of people like that, but we would always have younger people and young families moving into New York. What we've seen over the last couple of years is people, you know, in their 30s and in their 40s, where they would normally raise a family here, choose to go somewhere else because obviously crime being the issue, the fact that we are competing with California to be the highest taxed and most overregulated state in the country, these unconstitutional health mandates, which we're dealing with on a daily basis over here, where, you know, you can vote without having to show identification. But in New York City, if you wanted to get a cheeseburger, you'd have to show papers to get this. You know, it's just one after another. And that's honestly why I chose to run, because, like you said, I look at my baby girl and I know, first off, there is a playbook that works that can be implemented to make New York a better place. And I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I did not make sure I did everything possible to make sure we save the great Empire State.
So folks in New York, they know the primary is coming up on the 28th. Folks across the country are learning more, obviously, through this conversation. In our remaining 30 seconds or so, make your best case as to why people across the country should urge their friends in New York to cast a ballot for you and why New Yorkers should do similarly.
Well, New York, and I've heard so many people question whether New York's best days are behind it. I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, New York's greatest chapters are still to be written. It's going to take a leader in the light of a Donald Trump, of a Rudy Giuliani, who can make sure they go into the swamp that is Albany and truly go in there and not tweak a few things, but break it. Because, honestly, New York needs a change agent that's going to truly make New York great again. I really believe we have what it takes. Anybody can go to our website, nyforgiuliani.com, as you mentioned, or if it's easier to spell out, saveny.org, and come on out and check it out, because I really think that we're going to be the nominee, and I believe we'll give Kathy Hochul her pink slip as she deserves come November 8th.
Mr. Giuliani, a privilege to speak with you. Best of luck in the primary. Thanks for the time today, and have a good weekend.
Jeff, thank you very much, and to you and your listeners, have a great weekend.
Andrew Giuliani, he's running for governor of New York. NYforGiuliani.com is the website, and he joined us live on the Todd Starn Show on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. Glad to have you along on the program, and I'd love to talk to you in our remaining segment. It's 844-747-8868 as we continue on a Friday from the Liberty University studio. Again, Jeff in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Tell you, Kyle is in a weekend mode with this Rejoy music. Outstanding, sir. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show. Todd is at the Talkers Magazine Conference in New York and working with folks from around the country as this show continues to grow and dominate from coast to coast. And it's always a privilege to fill in for him. You know, towels. Let's talk towels, shall we? You know what I'm talking about here. They look good. They feel good in the store, and then you get them home, and it's like, okay, I'm just going to have to keep drying my hands, going to have to take extra time out of the shower, because they don't absorb moisture. It's really ridiculous, and they're way too expensive to not function as they should. Mike Lindell at MyPillow, of course, found out that, and it's been about, I guess, 15 years ago, that he figured out or found out that that was the point where the towels started coming in from outside this country. And because you'd pick up the towel in the store and you'd say, oh, it feels so nice. Well, you were going not on performance, but just on looks and feel. And so the manufacturers were putting stuff into the towels that tied into that, oh, these really look and feel nice. But they did that at the cost of them actually working. So Mike Lindell, great patriot that he is, found the best towel company right here in this country, the USA. Proprietary technology allows that company to create towels that do feel soft, yes, but they actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, it used to be that you could get a six-piece set for $109.99. Now, that's two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, and many of you bought them at that price, and you loved them. Well, then cancel culture came, and the stores started blocking him, and he said, I'm going to pass the savings on to my good customers. So now you get this USA cotton, soft yet absorbent six-pack, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, only $39.99. Are you kidding me here? $39.99. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials. Get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, including these towels, but you have to enter the promo code STARNS in order to get the best deal. Pick up the phone if you like. 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials as well. 800-839-8506 or MyPillow.com. And whatever you do, enter promo code STARNS. So as we were on this fine radio program today, talking to some wonderful candidates for public office like Andrew Giuliani that you just heard, or Zach Nunn, a congressional candidate in Iowa, in our prior hour. During that time, the President of the United States decided that he would come out during his California trip. He's out there to be on the Jimmy Kimmel program, etc. And he needed to respond to the bad economic news. Worst inflation rate, 8.6% in the most recent month from the year before. 8.6%, that's the worst in more than 40 years. So I guess, you know, the leader of the free world needs to come out and assure Americans that things are in good shape. Here is what he said. I'm quoting now. We've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas. All right, stop there. We've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas. I don't want to have to explain government to someone who has been in it since I was in shorty pants, but I'll do it. Putin did not put a tax on anyone in America. Our food prices started going up. Our gas prices started going up because your policies, Mr. President, ruined a robust economy. Gas prices are double now from when you took office. Not double from when Vladimir Putin and his forces invaded Ukraine. Double from when you took office and ruined the American economy. He then said the following, quoting again. My administration is going to continue to do everything we can to lower the prices for the American people, and the Congress has to act. If you wanted to lower prices, go back to the Trump-era policies on energy. But you won't do that because they were the Trump policies. And to show you again just how narrow this fellow is, Trump had approved going back to the Kennedy-era paint scheme for Air Force One, red, white, and blue. He went back to, you remember how he just got ridiculed for it? It was emulating what had been done in the Kennedy era. Well, now Joe Biden has put his veto to that. We're not going to change the paint color of Air Force One because Donald Trump, that terrible individual, said we should. So it's not Joe Biden's fault. It's Vladimir Putin's fault. And oh, by the way, the Congress has to act because, well, it's not my fault. I'm just Joe Biden. I'm just the leader of the free world. And it's Congress's fault. I have run into President Biden when he was a candidate at various times coming across the state of Iowa over the past 30 years. And the person there now in no way resembles the Joe Biden of the past. It's tragic. And what's more tragic is what it's doing to our country. Okay, folks, we can overcome it, but only with good cheer and a good attitude. Go to church this weekend. Go support the Patriots in your community. Jeff Stein, thanks, Grace, thanks, Kyle. Thank you, Todd Starnes. Have a great weekend. This has been the Todd Starnes Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park.
I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow!
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.